Hello. Hi, good evening. My name is Christian, and I'm calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Phoenix. I am not selling anything, and I'm not asking for any donations. Am I speaking to Carla?
No, she's not here right now.
Would you like to help us out? It doesn't really matter if, as long as you're a resident of Phoenix, are you registered to vote?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. Let's see here. Would you prefer to do this in English? Yes, I'm pretty sure. Correct.
Yes.
Now, yes. Okay. So, first question. I know it's a long way off. But what are the chances of your voting in the November election for President, U.S. Senate, Congress, and other state and local offices? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or you don't think you will vote?
I will vote.
So is that a definitely?
It is.
Thank you. Next question. In what year were you born?
43.
Thank you. Next question. Are you or is anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
Yes.
Thank you. Thinking about voting in the November election, would you say that you are personally not too motivated to vote, somewhat motivated, very motivated, or extremely motivated?
Very motivated.
Thank you. Generally speaking, do you think that things in Phoenix are going in the right direction, or do you feel things have gone off on the wrong track?
To me, it is. They're going right.
Thank you. Okay, now I'm going to read you some names of some public figures, and I would like you to rate your feelings towards each of as very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. If you have no opinion or have never heard of that person, please say so. First person would be Anna Hernandez.
Favorable.
Is that a somewhat favorable or a very favorable opinion?
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you. What about Kay Gallego?
Favorable. Somewhat favorable.
Thank you. What about Carlos Galindo Elvira?
Very favorable.
Thank you. What about Marcelino Quiñones?
I don't really know him.
Okay, thank you. And what about Katie Hobbs?
Katie Hobbs?
Yes.
I don't care for her.
So that would be very unfavorable?
Yes.
Thank you. Next, overall, do you approve or disapprove of the job the Phoenix City Council is doing?
I approve.
Is that a somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Now, thinking about the election in November, if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Joe Biden, for whom would you vote?
Biden.
Thank you. And if the election for Phoenix City Council were held today and the candidates from your area were Michael Nowakowski, Anna Hernandez, Martin Bridgman, Emilio Avila, and Marcelino Quiñones, for whom would you vote?
Anna Hernandez.
Thank you. Now, how certain are you that you would vote for Anna Hernandez? Are you very certain or somewhat certain?
Somewhat certain.
Thank you. Please tell me which one of these issues is most important to you in deciding your vote for city council. I'm going to go down the list, and then you can choose one, okay? The first selection says jobs and economic development, public transportation, climate change and excessive heat, water quality and supply, housing costs, crime, racial equality, homelessness, street and road maintenance.
The first are jobs and whatever.
Okay, thank you.
The first one.
Now, Thank you. Now, let me read you a series of statements about Marcelino Quiñones. For each, please tell me whether this is a very convincing, somewhat convincing, a little convincing, or not at all convincing reason to support Marcelino Quiñones for Phoenix City Council. Marcelino is a state senator and longtime resident of South Phoenix. On the city council, he will work for improved public safety, more affordable housing, and better paying jobs for residents. Is that statement very convincing, somewhat convincing, a little convincing, not at all convincing?
Very convincing.
Okay, thank you. What about the next statement? Marcelino believes that everyone should feel safe in the community. He will fight for more effective and transparent policing in Phoenix, including a new police precinct in Levine.
Very convincing.
Thank you. Next statement. Marcelino has been a champion of first-time home buyer programs in the state Senate. He will use local and state incentives to provide more affordable housing for more people in Phoenix. And he will work with community groups to get unhoused people off the street and into housing programs.
Very convincing.
Thank you. And the last statement here says, the local economy is a priority for Marcelino. He will work with the local business community to attract more high-paying and union jobs.
Very convincing.
Thank you. Now, let me read you a series of statements about Ana Hernandez. For each, please tell me whether this is a very convincing statement, somewhat convincing, a little convincing, or not at all convincing. First statement. Ana Hernandez is a state senator and community activist. On the city council, Ana will work for economic fairness, jobs that pay livable wage, more police accountability, and to protect our water supply.
Somewhat convincing.
Thank you. Hernandez helped pass legislation in the state Senate that increases the amount of affordable housing in Arizona. On the city council, she will push for additional reform to bring housing costs down for Phoenix families.
Somewhat convincing.
Thank you. Hernandez believes in a woman's right to choose, and she will stand up to lawmakers who want to take that choice away. She will support protections for doctors and medical professionals who perform abortions in Phoenix.
Somewhat convincing.
Thank you. And the last statement here says, Ana's brother was killed by Phoenix police while he was experiencing a mental health crisis. She has called for more accountability from police officers and community-based public safety solutions that address the root causes of crime.
Somewhat convincing.
Thank you. After hearing more information, if the election for Phoenix City Council were held today and the candidates were only Ana Hernandez and Marcelino Quiñones, for whom would you vote?
Marcelino.
Thank you. Finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes only. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Republican, a Democrat, or an Independent?
Democrat.
Thank you. Would you call yourself a strong Democrat or a not very strong Democrat?
Strong Democrat.
Thank you. Thinking of political terms, would you say that you are a conservative, a moderate, or a liberal?
A liberal.
Would that be somewhat liberal or very liberal?
Somewhat.
Thank you. And what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
12th grade.
Thank you. And do you currently own your home, rent your home, or are you living with friends or family?
I own my own home.
Thank you. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I just have your first name, please?
Pardon?
Can I just have your first name?
Teresa.
And can you spell that out for me?
C-H-E-R-E-S-A.
Okay. Thank you so much, Frida. That concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Have yourself a good night, okay?
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.